If you're trying to build your business or even make more money and you're doing this, I promise you, you're doing it all wrong. Welcome to another episode of Coach's Corner. This is your host, Robert Imbrielli, Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. And this is episode number 30. You're doing it all wrong. Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network. Profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. And I know that is you. Use offer code COACH at checkout and save 25% on your membership. Visit us online at www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Coach's Corner. I'm excited to be here. Your host, Robert Imbrielli. I've been doing this now for a little while and having a lot of fun with it and wanted to sort of check in today with you. And first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who sends feedback. I really do appreciate the feedback. It is an important part of doing this show is, knowing what you're getting from it and how it's affecting you and that kind of thing. So I really appreciate that. It's a lot of fun to hear from you. It's a lot of fun to hear the things that you're going through. And by, thank you again. So many people have been signing up for the newsletter and so many people have been requesting, topics that I covered, that sort of thing. It's really been a lot of fun. So I want to thank you for that. It makes this job or this role that I have here a lot more enjoyable, certainly, to do this more often. It's another Saturday. I probably won't do these all the time on Saturday, but right now they are on Saturdays. If you join us live, that's great. If you watch the replay, which I think most people do, that's awesome as well. And you can subscribe to the podcast version of this. We've got both an audio version and a video version. So if you prefer just listening, you don't have to have the video, the visual aspect of it. It's really great if you're in the car, that sort of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Subscribe. It's on iTunes. It's on TuneIn Radio. It's on Google Play. It's on Stitcher and it's on Blueberry as well. So a lot of different ways to get it. Basically, wherever you're going to find your podcast, we're going to be there working hard at that. So today I wanted to get into a topic that I think is one of the ones that a lot of people ask. And when I go out and I speak or I'm meeting people or networking groups, they always say, I wish my business were doing better. I wish my business were making more money. Rarely do I run into people who are saying, I'm making so much money, stop. I don't need any more. Everything's perfect. That just doesn't happen that way. So a lot of people will come to me and they'll say, I really wish I was making more money in my business. And so I start asking them some questions. And what I find is most people are doing it wrong. They're going about it the absolute wrong way. Now, what am I talking about the wrong way? Are they marketing wrong? Are they not using Facebook? Are they not using live streaming video? Those are tools, right? So those things are sort of separate from the mindset that goes into building your business. Now, a lot of you know I wrote the book Motivational Marketing back in 2006. I think there's still versions of it on Amazon, but you probably have to buy it used at this point. And this book was written about the customer. It was looking at your business from the perspective of how your customer sees you. It's a very different departure than most of the marketing that's taught out there. And a lot of people have learned, I'm going to learn marketing this way. And here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this and I'm going to make a ton of money and I'm going to sell this and people are going to love it. And it's like, but they don't even know what it feels like or looks like to the customer that they're trying to sell. So how are they going to do a good job of that? Well, the answer is they don't. Now, if you look at some of the biggest success stories out there, and if you really dissect their marketing, what you'll understand is that they've taken the time to learn how their customers perceive them. Learn how they perceive their products, learn what they want out of their products and services that are being offered, right? This is the kind of thing that a lot of companies, especially small business owners like us, don't do. We just don't take the time to do it. And I think that's a mistake. I think truthfully, if you were looking at how do you build your business, what do you need to do to build a business and be more successful? Here's the question most people ask, and it's the wrong question. So don't write this one down. When you think about marketing your business, what comes to mind first, right? For a lot of people, here's the wrong question. I didn't give it to you right. How much money am I going to make? Don't write that one down. That is not the question you want to be asking, right? That's the one a lot of people go there first. And they say, how much money am I going to make if I do this business? And they focus on the money. They focus on the money. They focus on the money. And the truth is, if you do that, you're making a mistake because that's not where your focus really needs to be. If you're focusing on how much money you're going to make, you're missing the point. I know, you get in business to make money. That's why I'm here, Rob. I'm in the business to make money. What are you talking about? Right, but if you focus on that aspect alone, you're looking in the wrong direction. You're looking over there when you should be looking over there. And, a lot of people do that. And a lot of business owners, unfortunately, will suffer. Yeah, they'll make a little bit of money. They may even make enough to survive for a little while. But they're not making enough money to really make this whole process worthwhile. they're not looking at it from the customer perspective. They're looking at it from their own perspective and what their needs are. Well, you know what? People don't pay you to satisfy your needs. There was a guy on YouTube I saw the other day, and he was looking to get a new computer to encode his videos. And he went out to his, you know, people who subscribe to his channel. He put a video up there, and he's basically begging for money. Hey, help pay for my computer. Nobody did it, right? So the next video was, well, you guys aren't helping me, so I guess I'm going to stop doing videos. Why would you punish your subscribers? This is the wrong way to go about it, right? So instead, he should have come out and he should have said, okay, how can I help you guys? What can I offer you that you would be interested in paying for, right? If you just ask a few simple questions, people might have said, you know what? I'd love to have my video featured on your channel. How much would you charge me to do that, right? When he had his computer, probably when he has a computer or a big computer in a week or so, right? Because other people would have stood up and said, wow, you got 50,000 subscribers on your channel. That's valuable to me. I want access to that. I'm willing to put some money on the table for it. Costs him nothing. If he puts, you know, obviously we have to screen the videos first. But if he screened them and approved them, he said, this isn't going to cost me anything. I'm just going to publish this video and, you know, get a couple of $100 here, get a couple of $100 for the next video. It's just a matter of looking at it from the customer's perspective, not your perspective, not what you need. You need money. You want to buy a new house. You want a summer house. You want a vacation. You want a new car. Maybe you want a new office, right? Maybe you need a new camera, new video equipment, new gear, whatever. Wrong way to look at it. Absolutely the wrong way to look at it. And yet so many business owners go into business and it's exactly what they do. They ask this question. It's the wrong question to be asking. How much money am I going to make? That's where they start. That's where all their focus is. And I got to tell you something, you know, honest truth here. I've done this many times too. And those projects that I said, I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm going to do this. This is going to be a money thing. They flopped 100% of the time. Never once did that work because I had the wrong focus. And it wasn't until I really figured out, it's like, okay, I've got to look at it from the perspective of my customer. Who am I serving? Who are those people out there who are on the other side of their computers, who are looking at what I'm doing and saying, hey, I really want some of this. I want more of this. I need help with X or I need help with Y. And what happens was when I started to do that, I started to collect a lot of coaching clients. A lot of people came to me for marketing help and they said, you know, my business isn't doing well. You seem to know what's going on. You seem to have a different perspective than everybody else. And I want to work with you. And it was great. My practice filled up immediately. It wasn't hard to do that. And my seminars were doing well. And I was working with a lot of different folks. When it just really is a shift in focus more than it is anything else. And I'll give you, and at the end of this, I'm going to give you, hang on, don't go too far. This is the better question to be asking now, because it changed everything for me when I started to ask this question. So this one you want to write down, because this is one that makes a difference. Here it is right here. How many people am I going to serve? Now, I got this one New Year's Eve. I was sitting at my desk on New Year's Eve, and I was wondering, you know, desk at home. I was sitting at home, and I was just wondering, you know, the New Year's about to come in. And I thought about it, and I said, everybody I know, right at New Year's Eve, they're setting a goal for how much money they want to make in the new year. And I had a shift. This was about 2005, 2006, somewhere there. And I said, I'm not interested in making that kind of a goal because I've done them every year and doesn't produce anything, right? Don't make any more money. So I'm doing something wrong. That's not the right goal for me. So instead, I asked the question, I said, how many people can I reach with my message? Knowing full well the more people that I reach, in other words, a larger audience who sees what I'm doing, obviously, the more money I'm going to make. So it's not the money first. It's how many people can I reach? How many people can I touch? How many people can I influence with my message? So it goes back to this. How many people am I going to serve, right? Sometimes this is an easier way to look at it. How many people am I going to serve? And you ask that question, you start thinking about it in those terms, it changes everything. Because now it's not a money-centric thing. Now it's not all about me. It's about how many people am I going to reach? How many people am I going to serve and really serve and really give them an experience working with you that is above board, is different than anything they can get anywhere else? When you start asking questions like that, everything starts to shift for you. I got to tell you, firsthand experience, I've done this again and again. I've done it both ways, right? I've failed the other way. So this is the way that has helped me become more successful. And I work with my clients. I do the same thing with them. I say, you know what? It's not about you. And the moment you are involved in your marketing, in other words, you put you in the center of your marketing, you're making a mistake. So what I want you to do instead is I want you to put your customers, and that could be your clients, that could be your patients, that could be your subscribers, whoever it is that you're working with, those people need to be put but first. You need to be talking about their needs, their wants, and when you do that, then they're more responsive to you. So somebody came to me last week and said, you know, I tried Facebook advertising. You seem to be doing so well, Rob, with your Facebook advertising. And I tried it, and guess what? It doesn't work. And I said, really, it doesn't work. That's interesting, because for me, it works really well. And for my customers, it works really well. And then I looked at their messaging and I said, okay, what are they doing? What are they doing? What are they putting forth that is different than what I would suggest that they do? And it was interesting to find out that it was a me-centric ad. It was, they were looking at it from their perspective. And of course, people aren't going to respond to that. People are not there to help you. That's not what they're going to spend money. They're going to help spend money when they can help themselves, when they feel like what they're going to buy is going to make them feel better, you know, work better, be stronger, be faster, be happier, right? Something about them, nothing at all to do about you. They don't care about you. Honestly, they don't. We're business owners. You know, we're not the most popular people sometimes in society, but it's okay because we're here to serve. And that's, if we do that job right, then they come running. They really want to work with us. So remember this, you know, how many people am I going to serve? That is where you want to go. That is the question you want to be asking. That's the question that you may want to ask every morning when you wake up before you even get to your computer. How many people am I going to serve today? And you may find that your Facebook posts, the ads that you create, the articles you write, the messages you put out there, the podcast episodes you create, all of that is about serving. This is about serving. You're not paying for this podcast, right? But I'm giving you information here that could be life-changing or at least business-changing for you, which could dramatically affect your financial returns, and you're not paying for it, right? So why am I doing that? Because I know that if I serve you, when you have a need, you think there's something I can help you with, guess what? You're going to come back to me and you're going to ask for help. And I'm going to be able to say, okay, great. You want to work with me? Here's what I can do to help you. Here are the things I know I'm skilled at. And, you know, this is how much it costs. So I'll make money at that point. But right away, right up front, no, we want to make sure that I'm giving value. And I want you to do the same thing. Think about that in terms of the people you deal with and how many people you're reaching. What value are you putting out there? Remember, success is a value exchange, right? You provide value in exchange for dollars. The more value you provide, the more dollars you bring in. And that may mean upgrading your skills regularly. You can't just go out with, you know, if I told you the way I used to market online in 1989 when I first made my first sale online, if I told you and I tried to teach you what I was doing back then, would it work today? Not at all. Not even a chance, right? It's so different today than it was back in 1989. So I have to continually upgrade my skills. That means I've got to be involved in my industry. I've got to know what's going on. I've got to attend the trade shows. I got to read books. I got to, you know, read white papers, download ebooks. I've got to do all that to keep in the loop. That makes me more valuable. So I increase my value constantly because I want to be able to help my clients at a higher level. And the higher level I can help my clients, the more money obviously will come to me. So it's a roundabout way to look at it, but it is the right way to look at it because your customers are not interested in helping you. They're interested in helping who, right? They're helping themselves. So here's another way to look at this. When your focus is on your business, you are indeed in trouble. You might say, well, I'm told I'm supposed to focus on my business. Yeah, that's right. But if it's solely and specifically on your business and it's about what you need and how much money you need and how many sales you need and all of that, and of course you do focus on those things. I'm not saying you never focus on those. You do, but not in public. Not to your customers, you don't, because it does not work. So a better approach here, when you start and end with your focus on your customers, you're going to be more successful. That's just the way it works. So you begin the day. You end the day, and every day in between, your focus is on your customers and what they need and what you're able to present to them or provide for them. Now you're going to be more successful. It's very simple, right? So take a screenshot of this, you know, or write it down. When you start and end with your focus on your customers, you will succeed. How do I know? I've done this so many times for my customers. I've really helped a lot of business owners over the years, and I always have them, you know, shift their focus on what are the customers. And I worked with multi-million dollar companies on this, and they didn't have it right. They were making multiple millions of dollars, and they thought, we're doing well, we're doing everything. And then you look at their marketing, and it's so centric around what they want and what they need, has nothing to do with the customer. And when they shifted, all of a sudden they seen 30, 40, 50% boost in income. And they said, wow, we've left a lot of money on the table over the years when we just changed this focus. You're right. You change the focus, everything happens for the better for you. So I'm going to give you a success strategy right here. I want you to write this one down. This is the one that is so simple, yet everybody misses it, but it makes a big difference. Here it is right here. And I'm going to take me off the screen so you can just focus on this. Ask your customers what they really want. Just ask them. Ask them what it is they really want, and then give it to them. I mean, you know, this is not hard. Ask them what they want, and then give it to them. Now, this strategy, as simple as it sounds, is one that changed everything for so many professionals that I've worked with. They never asked. They never knew what their patients wanted. They never knew what their customers wanted. They never knew what their clients wanted. They guessed at it. But they never actually took the time to put a little survey out there and ask their customers what they really wanted. Where are you struggling? Where are you having challenges? You know, what's working? What's not working? What would be helpful for you to know more of? And when they asked those questions, all of a sudden they got an earful and they said, wow, look at all these things. And then they went back and they said, I'm going to create some products. I'm going to create some services. I'm going to create some training. I'm going to create ebooks. I'm going to write a book on this or whatever. And the book is well received. You see those people that do that, right? You see their product comes out and boom, everyone buys it really quickly. And you say, how did that happen? That's how. That's a success strategy. They asked first. They figured out what people really wanted. And then they went out and they gave it to them. Simple, right? Brain dead simple. Yet so many people don't bother doing this. And I often wonder why. I say, why don't you do this? This just makes so much sense for you to go out there and just ask, right? It's the simplest thing in the world. You're already doing business with people. Go do business with them. That's great. Now ask them what else they want. How else could you serve them? It's going to be a tremendous eye-opener. Never once have I worked with a business where you put this into place and the business was, yeah, I'm not surprised. No. They were always surprised. They had no idea because they, you know, as a business owner, have one mindset. You have one way of looking at things, and you might say, well, that's the way I think, you know, my customers are appreciating or working with or using the products and services we offer. And then you recognize when you start asking about it that you were completely off base because typically the business owner is not the customer, right? That's two ends of the same stick, if you will. You're the business owner selling the product or you're the customer buying and using the product, and they're very different experiences. So the more you can get into the customer's head and feel how it is to be your own customer, the easier your marketing becomes. Simple, right? Simple strategy. Yet a lot of people miss it. I don't want you to miss it anymore. I think you're going to do real well if you start paying attention to that. So I want to leave you with that today. I think it's a great place for us to really think about our marketing, think about what we want to do, think about how we want to change what we're doing, how we're focused, and you know what the messaging is that we're putting out there. And all of a sudden, you'll see your Facebook ads will start to work better. You'll get more response to your emails. You'll get more response to social media posts. You'll get more response on Twitter. And you go, wow, that was interesting. That was easy. Well, yeah, people want what they want. And when you put something in front of them that they don't want, that's why we hate advertising so much as consumers, right? Because a lot of the ads just aren't relevant. So you're putting ads in front of me that I have no interest in whatsoever. And the more you do that, it doesn't mean I'm going to buy the product you're selling. It has no interest to me. So we want to be able to match that. We want to get that message to market match as close as we possibly can. And the best way to do that, start asking your customers, people you're already doing business with, what they like, what could be improved. And, you know, sort of sometimes negative feedback is the best feedback you're going to get. So stick with it. It's the way to go. All right. With that, I want to say thank you for listening today. I want to just take a few moments to thank our sponsor today. Our sponsor today is the Marketing Network, marketingnetwork.tv. And they are, you know, building a place. You can think about it like Netflix for business owners, right? So one way to look at it is say, okay, these are professionals that are coming in teaching business owners how to be better business owners. People like Russ Von Holscher is sort of the godfather of direct mail marketing. Melanie Benson, who is our featured presenter this week, she tells you how to solve your money issues. We had a great interview in studio. We had really, really, really a lot of fun with her. And she's an amazing coach and someone who you could watch her entire program in the Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv, when you become a member. Now, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. This is full-scale video. This is your opportunity to watch this on any device. You can watch it on your computer. Certainly, you can go ahead and you can watch it on your desktop computer, your laptop computer. You can watch it on your mobile phone. You can watch it on Apple TV. You can watch it on Roku. You can watch it pretty much anywhere that you can stream video. You're able to watch these programs. And when you're a member, you have unlimited access. You get to see all of the programs for one small $9.95 a month price. So here's your offer for today. Save 25% on your subscription. Use offer code COACH at checkout. Visit us online, themarketingnetwork.tv. Remember, the word the is in there, themarketingnetwork.tv, and you can find out more information there. And I'd love to have your feedback as well, because I'd love to know how you are using this content. All right. So I want to say thank you again for watching. Thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to our next episode. And your feedback is always, 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 always appreciated. Thanks so much, everyone.